I'm Sean, and I keep coming back. And I'm really glad to be here, especially talking about these promises. I just love them. And it's, you know, it's only once a year that I actually take the time to look at all of the promises that come with all the 12 steps. It's an amazing gift that this program gives us if we do it, if we choose to do it. So I have steps 11 and 12, and I'll just kind of start with, I'll tell you, the last binge I had, the last one that I remember, it was a Thanksgiving. I was in program then, and it started in the morning, and I had, you know, just a half a box of cereal in the morning because I knew I was going to be eating, so I didn't need to eat the whole box. And I have, many people in program have heard me tell the story of the aunts. I have the aunts, lots of aunts. And so I went to the aunts' houses, and I started at the first aunt who makes the biscuits. And you go and you have, because nobody does those like her. And then you have four of those. And then I went to the aunt that does the mac and cheese. And I had that. And then I went from there to the aunt that does the stuffing, because she does do, it is a historic, an historic event to have her stuffing. And then at that point, it's three or four. So I came home to have our whole family meal. Right, and then went from there to another of the aunts, you know, who does the baked beans, because she, another an historic event. And then we, as a tradition on my father's side of the family, the entire family comes to one of my cousin's houses and we have the desserts. And so everybody brings a dessert and you've got to have all of the desserts that are there. And all of the aunts and the nieces and nephews and everyone tries to outdo everyone else. And so you go and you have all of that. You have all of that. And I remembered that I came home and it was 11 o'clock and it was a weapon of mass destruction, what I had done to my body, right? And I realized when I got home that I had not had my mother's sweet potato pie. And that would have been illegal to let Thanksgiving go by. And so I went into the kitchen and I remember that I had a quarter slice of this. And I remembered that I sloped off of the chair and I just crawled over to the couch. And I woke up the next morning with a belly full of food. My body had just stopped. It just stopped. And so that was my last binge. So I'll read you these promises. a promise of the direction and strength we need to live the rest of the day effectively. 11th step promise. A promise that nothing can destroy our relationship with this source of healing and strength. If we keep talking. Step 12, a promise of a spiritual awakening. A promise of a message of hope for other compulsive overeaters. A promise of a miracle on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. A promise that we do not have to fear anything, not even food. A promise that we are freed of the obsession. And finally, a promise that we are restored to sanity. And what I can tell you today from that experience is that I woke up that next morning realizing something that I had not, I barely conceptualized it, but that I was born with a very particular hole, a burning hole, it is an entity on its own. Desire is its own thing. The problem with desire is that once you get the thing you desire, desire desires something else. And so I have that hole, and it is about the size of God. That's the size of it. And every morning I wake up and that hole starts to talk. It starts to talk. It calls to my attention, for my attention. And I spent a lot of years putting stuff into that hole that wasn't God, right? I think it's step 3 and a 12 and 12 from Alcoholics Anonymous, where it describes the concept of perversion. That when you try to touch something and use it for something that it is not designed for, you pervert it when you touch it. And so I'm trying to use food that way. I'm touching food to get it to fix that. I'm touching people to get them to fix that. I'm touching relationships. I'm touching work. I'm touching sex. I'm touching I'm touching these things, and I'm trying to fill a God size, and it's not working. And so it's causing this kind of unending desire. And I just kept stuffing food into that. And Thanksgiving was a day of realization, right? I came to a sanity, right? Like there's this awakening to the realization that, okay, this thing isn't working. This isn't working because it's not designed to work this way. And on the floor next to the dog with a belly full of yesterday's food, I had that realization. And I started plugging God into that God-sized hole every day. Every day. Every day I get up, I have a series of steps that I go through that are designed to put God in the place where God belongs. And what do you know that happens? Everything else gets right-sized and goes to its own place. Now, I have an ego that it crosses five states. It has 5-9 zip codes. That's not gonna change. I realize that, you know, I am largely what I was when I walked into this program. I'm largely that same. I get up, I think of you all the same way I thought of you then. It's true. The difference is I just don't say it out of my mouth, right? I don't act that way anymore. Like these things come in, but I'm sorry, everything that comes to me, I don't have to engage it. I don't even have to sit with those thoughts. I can put them out of my head. And that is what this program gave me. That is sanity. And it was finally what I was after. Thank you. I'll keep coming back. Aww.